We've had two customers in this morning, neither of them had masks. The first one stood out from the shop while we served them. The second one, we gave them one of our masks. But obviously, people haven't got it in their head yet. They've got to wear them. He hasn't. You can see around town, people have got on carrying them, and they're wearing them. You've just got to get used to it. Simple as that.
And so how were they this morning, the customers, not wearing masks? Were they...
Well, the young lady was apologetic. She just forgot.
Was she the one who stood outside?
She's the one that stood outside. And then there was an older man, I suppose, 50s. And he was going to walk out and not buy until I gave him one of my masks.
Oh, really?
Which is there for my staff. Yeah, so.
So
you know, I'm not going to turn him away. You know, there's no customers anyway at the minute. It's too
quiet. So how do you think it's going to affect your business?
Hopefully it won't. Hopefully people will just get it in their heads. I mean, the social distancing thing, most people took it on the chin and abided by the rules. Hopefully people will just get used to the fact that they've got to wear it. You know, I've got one. Obviously, I ain't got it on now, but if I go in the shop, I'll stick it on, take it off when I come out the shop again. You know, it's the rules, isn't it? And like I say, there's people walking past, they've got them all the time. People just need to get used to it.
And how are you, like, what will you do to enforce this new measure?
Well, like I said, that fella came in, you know, he didn't have a mask. I asked him if he had one. He said no, so I gave him one of mine rather than lose a sale. Because sales are few and far between at the moment. If we were busy, I would just wouldn't have served it.
But when you say at the moment, post-lockdown or post... Yes,
you've been around Canterbury, you work in Canterbury.
Yeah.
How many people are in Canterbury shopping?
Not many.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't afford, if somebody comes through the door, it's going to hand over some money, you can't afford to tell them no. That's why I gave him one of our masks.
Are you going to stock up on masks, not just for staff, but potentially for customers?
I think like I might have to, but like I say, wait and see how it goes. I've got another box, one box more, but it depends on how people are. Hopefully,
of course.
Hopefully, most people will just be wearing one when they come in. You know, it's like you, me, we go in a shop, any of my staff go in another shop, they're going to put a mask on. You know, so hopefully people will just put them on and it won't become an issue.